Hello and welcome to Pumped, the inside podcast by Schwalbe. I'm your host Tobias Wogon, and I'm talking here with Schwalbe athletes from different disciplines, from downhill to cross country and from road biking to triathlon. And today I'm in the headquarters of Schwalbe Tires, about 30 minutes east from Cologne, where the new products and technology of the tire brand gets developed. For the launch of the Decade of Super casing range, Steffi Maat met up with the product manager Robert Mannen and Karl Kemper, who are both active mountain bikers and have been involved in the development of the casings. While Robert, as a former XC Pro, has taken over the part of the cross-country and marathon tires, Karl takes care of the trail, enduro and downhill segment, or the fun bikes, as he said. But first, I talked to Michael Kull from Schwalbe Marketing, who explained me what a casing is, what it's made for, and why every tire needs it. Hey Michael, you're releasing 5 new car cars today. Please tell me what it's all about.
Yeah, for us it's a very exciting day because we are launching the Decade of Super casings today, and we have been working on this for the last 2, 3, 4 years, and here in our headquarters in Germany, which is very close to Cologne. So our product managers have been working hard on creating these new casings, and this is actually what we launched today to our customers.
You're working in the marketing at Schwalbe, which means you have a lot of contact to riders, but also customers who buying your products. How do you explain to them what a carcass is?
So in a nutshell, the carcass is basically the limiting element of a tire. So if you inflate your tire, the tire doesn't just expand and bursts like a balloon. The carcass holds this tire together, so you can actually inflate the tire to your pressure that you would like to have. And then in addition to this, which is just a fabric in the tire, which is coated by rubber, in addition to this, we use materials like the fabric which goes on the sidewalls, so-called snakeskin material, that saves the tire from getting cutted. Or we have other fabrics or rubber layers which are used as an apex. So the apex helps you to build a tire which is safe against snake bites. So even in roughest conditions, saying like a downhill race, the tire should not snake bite, and this is how we do it. So either we use more carcass material, or we use an apex or a snake bite material, and the combination of this is basically the secret.
Schwalbe launches 5 new carcasses in the Decade of Super. Why do you even need different carcasses?
If you look on the development of mountain bikers within the last few years, you can see that maybe 10 years ago or 15 years ago, they were only cross-country racer and downhill racer. And then people started and ride free ride or come up with enduro races. And now we have trail bikes and all these different kind of categories. And we need to provide the perfect tire for every individual user, because they always have different demands and different expectations on the tire. We start with super race casings for hardcore cross-country racer, which just want to have the lowest rolling assistance and the less weight as they can have. And then we have the super ground tire, which is a little bit more stable. It's basically the successor of our current tubeless easy tire, which is just the normal snakeskin tire. We have the super trail tires, which are the perfect tire for normal enduro rider who just ride a little bit maybe in parks or alpine areas, but also want to pedal up the hill. And then we come up with super gravity, which is actually a casing we all already had before. So we started with this casing in 2013. So this was basically one of the first gravity casings that were available on the market, where you can use the same tire for riding downhill, but also ride this tire uphill because it still pedals very, very light and easy. And then one thing which is really new is the super downhill casing, which is now tubeless ready, which comes with a folding bead in order to reduce the weight of the tire and also gives it the ability to ride a tubeless. So this is a casing which we actually just developed for downhill applications. So this is when you only ride downhill and you need the maximum in terms of puncture protection and snake bite protection.
And now we talk to the product manager and they will explain us the difference between the carcasses.
Hey Rob, hey Carl. So what are you doing at Schwalbe?
Hey Steffi, my name is Carl Kemper and I'm product manager for mountain bike tires at Schwalbe. And personally, I'm riding enduro and downhill.
Nice.
I'm Robert Menon. I'm also product manager for MTB tires and I'm a former professional cyclist. I raced XC and marathon races.
Really good. So we have a lot of competent people here and now we're gonna explain to you step by step what the new products of the mountain bike range are for 2021. So, Carl, what are we talking about today?
Okay, so we're super glad to be here to present to you two new tread patterns as well as five new carcass constructions for model year 21. So for the new model year, we asked ourselves, how can we further improve our tires after the introduction of our new Edix compound generation? And we came up with a whole new set of carcass constructions, which built the decade of Super, or the Super 5. So first off, we have Super Race, Super Ground, Super Trail, Super Gravity, and Super Downhill.
Wow, this sounds super. So it sounds like for an average mountain biker, it's going to be easier to find the perfect tire.
Exactly. Apart from the technical news, we really focused on making the process of finding the right product as a consumer way more easy. And we did that by giving the carcass constructions names that immediately show what they are made for. So Super Trail is obviously made for trail riding, while Super Downhill is obviously made for downhill riding.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So we're really curious about the details. Rob, let's start. What is the background for the Super Race construction?
Yeah, the Super Race construction is for our competitive XC and marathon racers. So when we looked at the races, we see that now the tracks are really getting more technical and the races are decided not only in the uphill but also in the downhill sections. On the other hand, we also see that the tires are getting wider to get more damping out from the tire. So that was the start for building the new construction. And if we take a look into the construction, we have now one turn-up layer and also one layer bead-to-bead, so that in general, we have three layers on the side and two under the tread, which means under the tread we now have much more suppleness, but as not to sacrifice in puncture protection, we also have a waist guard underneath the tread.
Wow, and how does this affect the riding?
So for the rider, this means he has a much more supple ride, which means he gets not so that he can relax more, that he doesn't get so much bumps. You know, the tire now all gets the small bumps, absorbs it, and it makes it easier to maintain the speed over a bumpy track. And also, the tire now snuggles more into the ground. You have much more surface contact patch to the ground. And as a result, it is much more easy to control the tire and to go to the limit and to handle, to ride on the edge of the tire.
All right, yeah, that sounds really good. And we have the bike of Manuel Fumic here, and I saw something that really caught my eye. It's the color.
Yeah, for sure. We now have the transparent sidewall. You know, now the sidewall is really exposed, so you have really a focus on the nylon carcass, and this really highlights the new construction.
Yeah, nice. That's definitely a highlight. So how is it looking for the new Super Ground construction?
Yeah, the new Super Ground construction is for our XT riders as well as light or mountain riders. It is based on our snakeskin carcass that had snakeskin material on the sidewall. But now to further improve the protection under the tread, we have this snakeskin material running from bead to bead. So now the Super Ground carcass is a perfect combination when you are focused on protection and also on the other side onto weight.
So can you explain to us, when do I choose Super Ground over Super Race?
Yes, the unique selling point of Super Race is really the suppleness. If I'm more focused on puncture protection, the Superground is my choice. So it's also allowed for e-bikes. And furthermore, depending on your area of use and what your purple preferences are, this is where you get the most area in terms of puncture protection and lightweight.
Okay, thanks a lot. So, Carl, let's go directly to the next highlight in this range. It's the Super Trail.
It's indeed a highlight. So, to be honest, everything started with Super Trail, because when we had a look at our range of carcass constructions, we noticed that there is a gap in between Snakeskin or Super Ground and Super Gravity. But we all know how trail bikes evolved over the past years, so we said we need something in between that delivers the suppleness of a Snakeskin tire combined with the reliability of a Super Gravity tire, and so we came up with Super Trail.
So how did you optimize the construction for trail use?
Okay, so first off, we went for a single ply carcass construction in order to maintain suppleness. And then we added fabric material from bead to bead, which helps with cut resistance and puncture resistance. And furthermore, well, we went for a new apex material, one layered, that really, really adds a lot of snake bite protection to the tire construction. So you can really rely on Super Trail, no matter how hard the trail is going to get.
The next step would be a Super Gravity, the good old Super Gravity. Did something change with that as well?
Tried and trusted Super Gravity remains mostly unchanged, as we're still super satisfied with the performance of Super Gravity. However, we changed the apex material and made the tire even more snake bite resistant, which adds additional safety and durability.
All right, well, never change a running system, I think. Last but not least, what changed in Super Downhill?
Okay, Super Downhill is our reply to the question how a modern downhill tire should look like. And the first thing that we changed was the bead core. So typically DH tires or DH casings come with a wired bead, but we think that this approach is a bit outdated. So we changed the bead core from a wired bead to a foldable bead. This not only reduces the weight, but it also helps with tubeless compatibility of the tire, which makes the tire even more durable. And then we also changed the apex material and made it even more sturdy. So now you'll see higher puncture protection with Super Downhill as well, especially against snake bites. So our new Super Downhill construction is really, really reliable, even when the tracks are getting really rough.
Nice, that sounds like a really good downhill construction. And overall, a really, really convincing package you did. Well done. And because this was a lot of information and there are so many different options you can get on tires, we put together a matrix with all possible combinations of profiles, constructions, and edX compounds. I think we should say thanks to our product managers for presenting all the news. And if you have any further questions, the Schwabi team is always here for you. We wish you a good day and have fun on the trails.